I couldn't let Gillian tell the world that I was the son of a monster. It would have ruined my life, monsieur. Elizabeth's life. The life of my son. A whole family forevermore seen in the eyes of the world only as the progeny of Fleischer, the butcher of Maidenek.
Enzo felt a taste like bile rising in his mouth.
So you took your father's old service pistol and turned into a monster yourself?
I was protecting my family.
Alan's voice rose in pitch, as if by protesting more loudly he might drown out the accusation in Enzo's tone.
My father's life was virtually over anyway. No purpose would have been served by exposing him after all these years. No lives would have been saved.
Just one taken.
Alan's eyes flickered away from Enzo's, unable to face the reflection of his own guilt.
Gillian knew it, he said. Saw it in my eyes, I guess. That I would never expose my father or my family. He knew it had been a mistake to tell me.
Suddenly, anger overwhelmed guilt, and he turned burning eyes back on Enzo.
It was all history, dead and buried with Killian.
And then 20 years on, you arrive, raking over long cold ashes, rekindling the fire, and getting far too close to the truth for comfort.
So you murdered old Gasman, trying to make it look like suicide, attempting to pass him off as Fleischer.
Enzo was almost overwhelmed by the anger and guilt that washed over him in almost equal measure.
The worst of it is, I probably put the idea in your head that day when I asked you if you knew when Gasman had first arrived on the island. I thought I was simply deflecting you from the fact that I already suspected you.
Alas stared resolutely back at him, making no attempt to deny it, and for a moment Enzo was almost tempted to charge him and knock him down, squeezing the life out of him with his own hands. But he knew that he would be dead before he took 2 paces, and that nothing in the end could extinguish his own sense of regret.